This is our Vent Day segment, your weekly chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, Middle East refugees and slightly less inflammatory integrity of state government. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Topic one has been all over the news for months now, with a heightened awareness of it since the terrorist attacks in Paris 5 days ago. Refugees have been streaming out of Syria and other unsafe, war-torn corners of the Middle East and North Africa, looking for new places to settle down where they can be safe. You've already seen European countries try to deal with the influx with arguments over quotas, the closing of borders, the passing of laws, and other responses. Then came the news that one of the Paris attackers appears to have come into France as a refugee from Syria. So American state governors, now 30 of them, are rushing to take positions against admitting any refugees from Syria, at least long enough to make sure they can be properly vetted to be free of terrorist intentions. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also says he wants to consider legislation to hold things up for now. What do you make of the commotion? Justified fear in light of the Paris attacks, or a knee-jerk reaction based purely on scoring political points? Maybe somewhere in between. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two is about honesty, integrity, and transparency in state government. The Center for Public Integrity just graded all 50 states in its state integrity investigation, the first in 3 years. The best grade is a C, and 11 states flunked, and Oregon is one of the Fs. California came in second with a C minus, good for second place. The top item on the grade list is public access to information, and both states flunked that. So let's hear from you, and don't limit yourself to state government. How accessible do you feel government is at any level? And if you have an issue with government, which level? State, county, city? What's the number one change you'd like to see to make that government more responsible? And feel free to tie these issues together. Refugees and the integrity of state government, the topics here on Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll come back and hear your opinions at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org in 1 minute. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. Check us out online at jeffexchange.org. Take a look at our social media offerings at both Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, this is our Vents Day segment where you are the speaker. You are the person who has the floor. You can join us with your thoughts on the refugee situation and all the various political figures arrayed against allowing Syrian refugees into the country, certainly into their own individual states, in the case of 30 governors. We can also talk about transparency and integrity in state government. These are the topics on the table. Join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Some of the comments you're going to hear today come through a poll. Emily is really good at setting up online polls and set one up yesterday and dispersed it through social media for people to go online to register their thoughts about the refugee issue and to make comments as well. We got 17 responses, which run 16-1. Yes, we would have or have welcomed recent refugees in the Middle East in our communities. So 16 out of 17 people say yes, and one person says no. Interesting comments here, starting with Megan in Medford, who says, I recognize refugees as victims of unspeakable violence. Many refugees are children who have no control over the conditions into which they're born. It's our moral obligation to provide safety to current refugees. Rather than treat them as if they're the terrorists they desperately need to escape. That from Megan in Medford. Another one from here from Jean in Ashland, who writes, I think it is important that all applicants go through security and background checks, but I believe this is already in place for refugees seeking asylum in the United States. Secondly, some of the areas of the country that still have high unemployment and or lack of affordable housing, so placement should be in places where there are more jobs and hopefully housing available. Here in Jackson County, we have a strong community college and a great university where newcomers can get education and training. While employment can be challenging, we need healthcare workers. And if we're serious about climate action, there should be more and more jobs as our region implements changes needed for climate change. Refugees coming from the Middle East will be less likely to be radicalized if they are fully welcomed into our communities and supported. It makes me very sad to hear some fellow Southern Oregonians' hateful remarks in relation to the Syrian refugees. Could some of our churches or other service groups adopt refugee families coming to Oregon? That from Jean and Ashland. What do you think? Refugees and the idea that by keeping out refugees, we keep out potential terrorists. It has been pointed out not only that governors are on a real thin legal edge if they're talking about trying to block refugees coming into their states because federal law is what takes care of immigration, but also the issue that perhaps 2% of the refugees coming from the Middle East, certainly coming from Syria, are men of military age, therefore the people most likely to be terrorists. What do you think? What's the best way to handle the situation with the refugees coming in? Is it time to just shut the door, at least for a while, and say, let's get our house in order? Do you think the house is in order enough already with an 18 to 24 month waiting period for refugees to get into the country? 800-838-3760, our phone number here on The Exchange, our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Quick call from Patricia in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
I think it's just reprehensible that we have 77% of the homeless people in this country are veterans, and we have veterans that are living in the streets that take 4 or 5 years to get their benefits, and I personally know two of them that had took 30 years to get their benefits, and one took 15 years to get their benefits. They are killing themselves at 22 every day, and a lot of them are homeless. And how dare you let veterans or any American live in the street and freeze in the winter where we have people freezing to death in this country, our own American people, and nobody said, how about their benefits? How about their rights? These are Americans who have worked and paid, their families have paid taxes for this country and fought and died for this country.
All right, so take care of our own.
They should be the number one to have benefits.
All right, thank you for that, Patricia. Appreciate that. You can join us as well on Vince Day with your thoughts, your comments on what's going on with refugees from the Middle East, particularly from Syria arriving in America, and this reaction where we now have 30 of the 50 governors saying they would like to say no. We have all the West Coast governors here. We have California Governor Brown, Oregon Governor Brown, and Washington Governor Inslee all saying, of course, we will take refugees. It's part of our job. And even columnists as conservative as Kathleen Parker, I was reading this morning, talking about the fact that the stuff on the Statue of Liberty about we take the tempest tossed, your wretched refuse, we really do. We don't just change that because we get scared about one particular country. What are your thoughts, though? I mean, we have a bunch of comments here from our online survey yesterday and some people coming in on email as well, and we can take you on phone as well. 800-838-3760. By phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I'm not going to read that email because I can't quite make it out. If you're going to make a bunch of separate statements in email, try to get them into a coherent, logical whole. That's one of the few things I ask of the responses here. When it's just a series of stuff that gets rattled off by quick typing, it's a little hard for me to make any more sense out of it than you might. And maybe a phone call is better for that sort of thing. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's see. We have another comment off of our survey from Beth in Ashland who says, condemning an entire group for the actions of a few means that we're allowing fear to prevail over what is right and moral and decent. The refugees fled from their homeland with only the clothes on their backs, seeking safety and some semblance of a future for their children. It could be any one of us in this situation. We are not immune to this experience just because we live in the United States. We just happen to be the lucky ones at this moment in history. We should help in any way we can. That from Beth in Ashland. Call on the phone. Here's David in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, good morning, Jeffrey. I just wanted to let people know that Steve Jobs was actually the son of Syrian immigrants. And so it's not like we're just keeping out terrorists here. If we keep Syrians out, he was one of the biggest contributors to the tech economy and to, the revitalization of technology in the United States. And so, it's not just terrorists that come from Syria. There are terrorists that are homegrown, and there are terrorists that come from all over the world. And there's also brilliant people that come from all these countries. And so I agree with the previous caller that we do need to prioritize our domestic issues and get our homeless and veterans off the streets. But that doesn't mean we don't have enough money to help out the Syrians also. We spend billions a year killing people with our drones and with our wars for oil. And so this is not about do we have enough money. It's about where we want to spend it.
All right. Thanks for that, David. Appreciate it. Another comment from our online survey, siding with Patricia of a moment ago. Linda only gives Oregon as her home. She says, there are thousands of homeless people right here at home fleeing abusive spouses, children fleeing abusive parents, vets. What the hell is wrong with us? Take care of our own first, says Linda, living in Oregon, is all she says about where she's from. Let's get your thoughts. Refugees and whether we should be slamming the door at least temporarily and saying we're not going to take refugees, specifically from Syria. All the attention is focused on Syria at the moment. There are other countries involved, but Syria is the one providing the greatest number of refugees of all the countries involved here. Let's get your thoughts on this or on the idea of integrity in state government. We can go further into this state integrity investigation from the Center for Public Integrity, which gave Oregon an F in state integrity, and only that's really bad. Wow. And California got a C-minus grade, which is actually one of the better ones out there, the second best grade in the country. Your thoughts on the integrity of government, state level, local level, federal level? You can stretch this out a bit. Let's get your thoughts. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Michael in Arcata, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. Yeah, that last caller expressed my sentiments on this as well. I do believe we have the necessary resources to take care of our own people and help to take care of these people that are in dire straits coming from Syria or any of the places in the Middle East where basically our actions, our government's actions, have led to much of the problems there. So, but the other thing I wanted to talk about is the issue of the bombing in Paris has revealed discussions about radicalization of youth, and one of the things that radicalizes youth is a feeling of despair, of the inability to have any opportunity for their futures, and probably a self-image of that, you know, maybe they just are angry. So I was talking to my wife the other day, who was telling me that she is gets so upset because everywhere she goes, she sees these young parents whose total concentration is on their phones or whatever, and the kids are just dying for attention. They're reaching out, trying to get their attention, even acting out in a bad way. And I'm thinking, you know, there's the first stages of radicalization. So I just wanted to throw that out there for parents with little kids. Put your phones down and pay attention to your children. They're only children for a short time anyway. Enjoy them. Teach them. Nurture them, and maybe we can help a little bit. That's all.
Thanks, Thank Michael. You. Appreciate that. Let's go to George in Wairika. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you very much. One of the interesting parts that's going on here is our government, as responding for us, has been handicapped by sequestration and not working well, and is being castigated by these 30 governors for not doing a good enough job at what Matthew 25 in the Bible, echoed by what's at the base of the Statue of Liberty, welcome the stranger. How does that work, you know? And the other one is these governors want to protect their citizens. How about 130 deaths a day from guns when somebody said not one life should go if you welcome strangers? Well, I don't have an answer for that.
Bit of an imbalance in your mind, though, that all the attention focused in one area and not in the other.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that, George. Appreciate that. 800-838-3760. If you'd like to participate in this Vince Day by phone, we are talking about refugees from the Middle East and integrity of state government or integrity of government at all levels. Yes, they can be interconnected here. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email. Lilia in Ashland in our survey wrote, a very high number of refugees are skilled workers and have a very high rate of starting new businesses that employ people. Refugees have a long history of contributing a great deal to their new communities. If you were fleeing a brutal, violent war and lost many family and friends, wouldn't you make the most of an opportunity to start a new life somewhere else, much safer? Thanks for that from Lilia in Ashland. Let's see, another comment here. Bob in Ashland says we might start with children under 8. So child refugees, above all others, that would appear to be the essence of Bob's comment there. Let's go to, let's see, Glenn in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hello. Thank Hi. You for taking my comment. I actually have two things. Number one, we have an international obligation, treaty obligation, to help refugees in the country. It's the first place that they can reach safety. And we have done an inadequate job of supporting the refugees in Turkey, in Jordan, and in Lebanon. And that's my first comment. I think we need to provide more support there for those who were there.
All right.
The second comment is we have a history of taking in refugees. Great Britain, a much smaller country, is taking 20,000, and Obama's talking about taking in 10,000. That's a pretty small number, everything considered. You do the best vetting that you can, in my opinion. Everyone is admitted conditionally, and the first indication that there might be a problem with anyone, we kick them out. That's that simple. Everyone's admitted conditionally. And
right, when you say take them out, you mean remove them from the country, not take them
yeah,
out.
Yeah, sure. They're deported. We don't take any risk, in other words. That might even consist of attending the wrong mosque. We know the ones that preach violent behavior. We just need to make sure that we monitor them, vet them inadequately. We know from all the administration officials who've testified about it when they're brought in, and then also monitor them to the best of our ability once they're here, and when we even see risk, they're gone. That's why I talk conditional admission. But we want to be our usual considerate selves when the refugees are concerned.
All right. Thanks for that, Glenn. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Eagle Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Refugees and integrity in government are our topics.
Good morning. Yes, I'm rather disappointed in some of our political leadership that is having an inflammatory argument over the refugee question publicly, where they should have enough mutual trust and respect to sit down with the leadership in the White House and in the Congress and in representatives of the various states and express their concerns and hash out a solution rather than having a public brawl.
Mm-hmm. Well, hashing out solutions seems to be rather counter to the spirit in Washington of late, wouldn't you think?
It appears to be, but that's...
It doesn't mean we shouldn't try, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for that, Mike. Appreciate that. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the refugee situation, and we're also talking about integrity in state government from that recent report that gave Oregon an F. This includes integrity and openness and transparency. California got a C-, which was actually the second best grade in the country. These are our topics. 800-838-3760 is our phone number. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. We're also reaping the benefits of a little online survey that Emily set up yesterday, and we publicized through social media. So that brings us some of today's comments as well, including one from Jen in Talent, who says, "My grandparents were refugees. I'm glad they were allowed into the United States." Livy in Ashland writes, "I see a lot of arguments that we shouldn't help refugees until we help our local homeless. I hope that we could do both. I don't need to say the obvious that our families all began as immigrants. Perhaps there needs to be an organization that connects the homeless with families capable of temporary housing, sort of a foster care system for the homeless. It wouldn't discriminate. We don't need any more hate and segregation in our country or world. I cannot house a homeless person at this point in my life, but if I could, I would most likely do it." That from Livy in Ashland. Let's take another call. Let's go to Ann in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hello, I'm Ann, mm-hmm. and I was reading recently that 2% of these refugees are single males of combat age. Most of them are women and children and older people, and they're mostly intelligent. They're able to, some of them are highly skilled. And the processing through to authorize their presence takes about 18 to 24 months. And interesting, in July of 1938, Americans were surveyed in Fortune magazine whether they would allow Europeans fleeing fascism to come to this country, and 67% of them said no. A year later, there was a similar survey about whether Americans would adopt children fleeing that kind of situation. And in that case, about the same proportion of people said yes. So the way these kinds of things are phrased makes a lot of difference. And I think we're historically welcoming, and we're taking a smaller percentage than a lot of smaller countries, and I think we should welcome them, and I'm happy that the Western governors have said yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that, Ann. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. If I remember correctly, Governor Vicketia's family immigrated here from Syria. I could be wrong.
Certainly from the Middle East, but yeah, Vicketia was definitely from a Lebanese family, I think, actually.
All right. Well, next door. At any rate, on Syrian refugees, as they said in the previous program to this one, they have to go through years of being vetted before they get here, whereas you can get a tourist visa and be here in a few days. So, if you were a terrorist, which would you choose? You know, think about it, folks.
All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Let's take another call here from Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, good morning. You were, in your thing about state government, you used the word integrity.
Mm-hmm.
To me, integrity of anything means all the pieces, you know, fit or all working together. The integrity of your house, you know, windows, doors, all this is what keeps it warm in the winter. Our Oregon's rating kind of messed up because we have a semi-volunteer, you know, state government that meets every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's an interesting point, though, the integrated parts working together. It would be integrity in state government.
Okay,
as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that. Back to Mark in Reading. I just want to let you know you're right. Vicketia was the son of Syrian immigrants, then the governor of Oregon until 1987. So definitely a connection to Oregon and a talent pool that would have been obscured if he'd not been allowed in. Let's go to Tony in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. Yes, it's 2% only are of the sort that might cause problems, according to what we hear from the government. But the FBI chief has said that there is no way, there isn't an adequate vetting. So federal governments have already said that they can't vet them properly. And I have a solution. I think we should be compassionate. And I think probably let in, I mean, if Germany are letting in 800,000 to 900,000, the least we could do is like a couple of hundred thousand.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way as Ellis Island was used for previous immigration, we should obviously settle them on an island where they can be adequately vetted by our fast-moving bureaucrats. And I suggest a good island for that, because it improves the security. I suggest Martha's Vineyard, and the good people there would have to take them in. I mean, that would be rather fine. But you get the 1% to pay the cost, which is, you know, I'm getting the burn now.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they are released, when they've established that these 200,000 are fit to go, then they should be sent to sanctuary cities for them to take care of them. That would be the right thing.
I'm missing a few things because of cell phone fade here. After Martha's Vineyard, go where?
No, then they'd be transported, you know, they'd be allowed to settle in the sanctuary cities that seem to welcome these people.
Ah, okay. So in other words, go to the liberal enclaves and make these the places where the people get settled.
Thank you. And also, of course, it'd be a good idea if they simply made sure that they were Christian. I know that's rather difficult. But for Obama to suggest that that it's wrong, it's against American values to settle Christians, I mean, the 30s and settling of Jews. We didn't do an adequate job, but surely that was the humane thing to do. They're the ones that are getting beheaded.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Let's see more comments from our survey. Ginger in Medford says, we're all immigrants. If we exclude a group of people based on their religion or nationality, aren't we being hypocrites? How do we discern who to let in? As I understand it, there is a program underway to screen refugees, and it will be a thorough, long process, 1 year plus. And again, you heard from Ann and Ashland, 18 to 24 months is the figure I heard as well. And Ginger says that seems reasonable. We can't wash everyone with the same brush. The screening methods need to be as thorough as possible using the best intel we have. Another comment here from Reagan and Ashland says, I'd like to be part of a community effort to see refugees, each and every one, welcomed as a vital part of a healthy and healing world. If a potential terrorist infiltrates this world with the intent to kill those of us who have welcomed them in, I can imagine only love and compassion have any hope of changing their heart. Ours being hardened now only ensures no hearts will be healed, no mind changed, no terrorism averted. More of the same will get us more of the same. I'm ready for a radical shift toward love over fear. I can imagine, says Reagan in Ashland. And that'll be the final comment on this week's Vents Day. Thanks for taking part in a very vigorous discussion of refugees.